This is Dr. Singh Dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is Betts, B-E-T-T-S. Date of birth is 4-8-1929, date of evaluation 6-1-2022. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and to review efficacy of current medications. History of present illness, this is a 93 years old female who was admitted here on 5-20-22 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Trenton. Patient's chart indicates wedge compression, fraction of first lumbar vertebra, and T11, T12 vertebrae, chronic idiopathic constipation, hyperlipidemia, depression, spondylosis, difficulty walking, protein calorie malnutrition, period. During my evaluation, patient mostly complained about a long-standing history of constipation and poor appetite. She reports that she lived in some kind of independent facility. She knew she's at Marywood, but she thought it's June 4th or 5th, and the year is 2022. She knew Biden as the president. I'm sorry, she had trouble telling me who the current president is. Cancel the previous sentence. Patient talked about having six children and reports that she lost one after birth. Period. She reports that she has 19 great-grandchildren. She stated that she used to work at General Motors. Period. She reports that her husband is deceased and he died of lung cancer. Period. Patient acknowledged that she has been taking happy pill for some time. Period. She is on Sertralin. She is on Sertralin 25 milligrams once a day. She wasn't sure if she needs it. Period. No thoughts of harm to self, others. No hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms reported. Next paragraph. A review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal complaint of constipation, nausea, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied prior outpatient substance abuse treatment, denied prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, denied. Next paragraph. Under social history, current relationship, widow. Number of children, 6 per patient. Current employment, used to work at General Motors. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, record, performance chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI. Surgical history, not known, tobacco history, denied, alcohol history, denied, substance abuse history, denied, current medication, MAR, reviewed, Sertralin 25 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 145 over 64, pulse 73, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general weakness, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood pleasant, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to place, but she thought it's June 4th or 5th. Attention, concentration mildly impaired, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited, sleep and appetite fair. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent or mild, F33.0, plans continue, sertraline as prescribed. Number two, mild cognitive impairment, so stated, G31.84. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Period patient is fixated on chronic constipation. Period, notify our service for any persistent increase in anxiety, depression, insomnia. Period, we'll follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305, supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above, end of dictation.